The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And this is the Chaunce. And, man, if you are on my Facebook page and saw whether you're looking at Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook or you're part of the on my regular Chauncey's page, I had so much fun this past week with Captain Tony. We'll hear about it a little bit more. But my good friend Gary Dorenz and I were out there on the boat, and we were just, I mean, we were there way before dawn, and that first fish, man, 22-pound king, ripping line. It's 100 yards out there. Oh, my arm is screaming. My arm still hurts today. And we had so much fun. We caught steelhead. We caught Lakers. We caught coho. We caught that big king. We caught a smaller king. It was unbelievable. Just a great way to enjoy the outdoors there. And then, you know, I was sitting in my backyard, and I was just checking out my bird feeder. And I saw my first hummingbird come in, and it was so cool to just sit there quietly and watch it zip around, hit a couple of flowers and stuff. Didn't even look at my hummingbird feeder. Said, I got the good stuff here from the plants. And it was just so neat to be in the outdoors, even right in your own backyard. So don't pass that up. Just don't pass it up. It's too much fun, and you're going to have a great time. But you know what? We need to talk about this week's show. Well, next week, I'm going to be doing the show from down in Orlando, Florida for the ICAST show. That's the show where all the manufacturers from around the world bring all their latest and greatest new gear and fishing lures and bobbers and kayaks and motors and all clothing and everything. Oh, rods, reels, line, you name it, it's at this show. And it's for a fisherman, it's painful. Because I can't buy anything. It's for the dealers to purchase. But, oh, is it just so good to look at the neatest, cool tools. We got to get off this. Okay, well, but on this week's show, we're going to hear from Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the bay by his boat on Lake Michigan. Then Officer Marty Stone from the Wisconsin Game Warden up there for recreational vehicles. That's all the ATV, UTV, stuff like that. He's going to come on and talk to us about the safety with those pieces of gear, those recreational vehicles, and a few laws that you need to know about if you own one and you're running it in Wisconsin, or if you're checking some of your own local laws you may want to double check, and things that you need to have for safety when you're out using these pieces of equipment. They're fun, they're exciting, they're great to use, but you also have to do it safe. Remember that. Okay. Then our good friend and pro staffer for Chauncey's Great Outdoors, Mr. Jim O'Neill, is coming on. And he's been fishing in a number of places from Minnesota to Green Bay to Milwaukee to the Forest Preserve. He's been fishing everywhere. And he's going to, bring us up to date on some of the tips and how he caught fish in all those areas so we can catch fish in all those areas. And then the last segment of the program, we're going to hear the Aiden Fishing Report from West Michigan and more outdoor information just for you. Okay?
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Now let's hear from Captain Tony. Sitting on the dock of the bay, waiting time. Tony, you out there?
Yeah, John. I was just about to tell you, don't quit your day job, buddy.
I know.
Oh, great.
So what's going on in the big pond? Well, we know what happened this week.
We got a little fish movement out there. We're starting to see some kings showing up, some real doozies. As you know, you were out with us the other day, and you landed how big of a king?
It was like 20, somewhere close to 22, I guess.
I think it was 21, 22, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to show up. There's some smaller ones around. You know, they're hitting big flies, a lot of spoons.
Mm-hmm.
I think yours came out of flying a Dodger.
Yeah.
A green Dodger, a green fly. We're working, 120 feet, 140 feet, starting closer earlier, working our way out, zigzagging back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
You're finding fish, you're seeing the little bait, stick with it. Again, bigger flies, bigger dodgers, and spoons are working good.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, the early a.m. is going to be your better shot for some of them big boys, you know?
Yeah, you want to get out there, definitely pre-dawn, but be careful. You know, there's a lot of boat traffic out there on the weekends. Pre-dawn, make sure your running lights are working so other boats can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Always be courteous to other boaters, as sometimes on the weekends it gets really crowded. But yeah, pre-dawn, you'll definitely catch some big kings.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you got to decide if you're going to still stay in the shallow or go bail to deep water.
Yeah. And once again, if somebody, because like I said, I can't tell you people how much fun myself and my good buddy Gary Dorenz were out there. And I mean, when you get one of them big fish on, don't be afraid. If you feel that arm hurting, like a tag team on Sunday morning wrestling, tap on your buddy and say,
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you guys were doing.
Yeah, because
they fight those king salmon fight really great. It's an awesome fight. And you also did catch a rainbow trout, and we did take a couple of lake trout.
Yeah.
That rainbow had to be about 11, 12 pounds.
Yes. Yes, it was. So there was a lot of meat on the on the deck of the boat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
All right. If somebody wants to get a hold of Tony to set up a charter, what's the best way?
I would call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com.
Okay. And what do we all yell on? What did I yell on Diamond Ghost on Wednesday?
Fish on the dock of the bay.
Fish on!
Fish on. That's it. Take a fishing, everybody.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat, or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment right.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and on the phone with us, we had the gentleman on last year when we got all excited about ATVs, UTVs, running around the state of Wisconsin, but really running around anywhere that allows them to be used. We've got the game warden from Wisconsin in charge of the... Marty, what is your real full title? You're the recreational warden in charge of UTVs? I can't even remember it.
Well, I am a lieutenant conservation warden, and I administer the Department of Natural Resources ATV, UTV, and snowmobile program. So I administer and direct the off-highway vehicle program for the Department of Natural Resources.
Mm-hmm. And I told Marty when we were getting him on the air, I says, you know, I've seen so many people driving with those four-wheelers, and most of those are ATVs. UTVs are the ones where you sit side-by-side, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. I have to have my terminology correct here. And the ATVs generally are the single-person seats, but last year, Marty taught me that they're only made for one person, and they do make a two person seat, but that's the only time you could really should have a second person on there.
You know. Correct. Yes, their ATVs are a rider active machine, and they're designed to have one or two persons on the machine. When you put more people or more weight than is designed to operate safely, you can have rollovers, tip overs. You can have a very unsafe ride, and you can really get hurt.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I'm gonna age myself here, Marty, if you don't mind. Many, many eons ago, a friend of mine had one of those adult three-wheel ATVs. And, you know, remember as a kid with those big wheels that the kids had? Well, this was just an adult one with great big fat tires and stuff. And that when I rode that thing, I was the most dangerous thing. And for me, I just didn't feel comfortable because I felt like I kept trying to roll over. And the three-wheeler especially, but you know, even the four-wheeler ones, you've got to be careful, don't you?
You sure do. Like I said, they're rider active. So that means you have to put input with your weight. You have to shift your weight right to left depending on which direction you're turning, forwards or back on the machine if you're going up a hill or down a hill, to make sure that they're stable and they operate over uneven terrain and you don't have a rollover or a tip over. Unlike a UTV, you sit side by side with a steering wheel, they're not rider active. They're very similar, very similar to a motor vehicle. You simply steer them and apply brake and throttle. And in ATV, you have to shift your weight going around corners. You got to shift your weight backwards when you're going down a hill, or forward going up a hill. It requires input by the rider to operate them safely.
Mm-hmm. Now, you just said the magic word for me, operating them safely. Those things can go pretty quick, can't they?
Yes. Well, they're a great machine. They're a lot of fun. They're a great tool for farmers and hunters. But like any piece of machinery, you have to be aware that there are certain ways you have to operate them safely. And I'd say anytime you're operating something that goes fast along a trail or a roadway, you should certainly operate them within your skills and ability, and then what type of terrain you're on. So it's always best to slow down and make sure you don't operate outside your skill set. And then watch for changing conditions on the trail or roadways. You know, there could be a washout on the trail that wasn't there last time you were on there. So you always should operate within your skills and your skill set, and always be aware that changing conditions on the trails or roadways.
Yeah. I think... I'm not quite sure on all my laws on this. I apologize. I know Wisconsin, you have to wear a helmet, right?
Well, it's if you're out in a public trail or on a roadway and you're not on your own property, everybody under the age of 18 has to have a proper motorcycle helmet. So it'd be a DOT-approved helmet with the chin strap properly fastened. If you're over 18, you know, you don't have to wear a helmet, but we encourage everybody to wear a helmet. You know, ATVs, it's like a motorcycle, you're out there in the open. UTVs, they're not as safe as motor vehicles. You know, they don't have airbags, they have a roll bar, but wearing your helmet is your best protection, and those that are under 18 have to wear them.
Yeah, and the reason I asked that question, Marty, is because in my ute, as they say, my ute, I, you know, rode a snowmobile up in Michigan for several years, and, you know, no problem. And one day it was real cold out, and the guy said, here, put my motorcycle helmet on. I said, oh, okay. And something happened, and I got flipped off the snowmobile, and I banged my head on a frozen gravel road. And if I didn't have that helmet, I would have cracked a watermelon.
Yes, they are a very important piece of safety equipment. I'm sure glad you had one on, and I wish more people would wear them. And they're not all are fatals.
No.
Folks are wearing helmets like they should.
And I'm not saying this with any pride. I'm saying it with stupidity in my voice. But ever since that day, I always wore a motorcycle helmet on a snowmobile. And I could see where ATVs need the same thing. Now, here's a question for you. If I live in Indiana and I'm going to go to Wisconsin to use my ATV, UTV, what do I have to have a Wisconsin sticker for that vehicle?
Well, yes, you do. So all ATVs and UTVs that are operated in Wisconsin mm-hmm. have to have either Wisconsin registration mm-hmm. Or they have to have a non-resident trail pass. So say, for your example, if you were coming from Indiana or Summers, mm-hmm. You'd have the option of registering them in Wisconsin. But I would suspect if you're just visiting, it'd probably be more appropriate for you to purchase a non-resident trail pass. And that you can buy one that'll last for the calendar year, or you can buy one that'll last for five days. So if you're visiting maybe friends, or you're coming just to visit in Wisconsin, maybe you're going to go on a trail ride, mm-hmm. you could buy one that's good for 5 days. Or if you're going to come and visit it more than once, it may make sense to purchase an annual non-resident trail pass. And that allows you to operate anywhere in the state of Wisconsin.
But you
have to have one of those two, either our registration, just like you lived here, and we allow that. If you're from out of state, you can register it in Wisconsin. Or you have to have a non-resident trail pass. You have to have one of those two to operate legally in Wisconsin.
But the machine has to be registered. And that's either a sticker or numbers that are on the side of it someplace, right?
Right. It's either going to be a Wisconsin registration, which would be a sticker mm-hmm. and a number, or a trail pass, which is simply just a sticker.
Okay. So it's, you know, do the smart thing, because, you know, And if you're thinking, hey, I'm on a flat area and I'm going to, you know, put my finger on the throttle and go like a bat out of you know what, you're going to get a ticket. You'll get a speeding ticket.
Yes, we want people to operate safe. And there are speed limits on a lot of our off-road trails. Mm-hmm. And all our roadways have speed limits. And a person that's operating an ATV or UTV has to follow the applicable speed limits depending on where they're operating. Mm-hmm. And you certainly always have to operate reasonable. I mean, you certainly can't be careless at any time, no matter what the speed limit is.
Mm-hmm. And the trails are there for you to stay on the trails. Don't go, hey, that looks like a neat hill, I'm going to go run up the hill. Because those four-wheelers can really rip up the dirt and ground and do a lot of damage. And, you know, that's why the trail is there, folks.
Yeah, I wish I could just sit and talk to some folks that do that operate off trail, and they may have the same impression, just like you described. They look and see, oh, that looks like a nice bit of hill. I like to race up that. But that is one of the number one factors of getting our trails closed, is when people ride off trails and damage private property. Mm-hmm. And if you really like operating on trails and you really appreciate it, stay on the trail, because that keeps the trail open. Driving off the trail is what gets our trails closed down.
Yeah. I mentioned it earlier, and I'm not quite sure if we kind of alluded to it, and then we made a right-hand turn on the trail. The ATVs, they're normally meant for one person to ride on, unless you have one that usually it's a little bit longer and a little wider, and they're listed for two people. Do the authorities look at them differently? Like, I can't have a second person on my single seater compared to, even though there's room on a single seater, I have to have a two seater if I'm going to give somebody a ride on it. You know, how does that work out?
Authorities do address that. So you can only transport passengers and the number of passengers that the machine is originally designed for. And that's for the obvious safety reason. So if you are operating, say, like a one-person machine, and you have somebody mm-hmm. sitting behind you, or maybe you have two people behind you sitting on the cargo racks, that's likely going to cause a game warden or a local officer to stop you and talk to you and, you know, inquire why are you doing this, and you could receive a citation for it.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on that. And, you know, it's just like on a boat, there's a sticker, a metal plate on a boat that says capacity 4 people. Guess what, folks?
That's exactly the same. The same applies for ATVs and UTVs. And it's for the same purpose. They're designed to transport a certain number of passengers safely and or weight. And when you exceed that, that's when bad things happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, yes. This year, and now we're talking with Marty Stone, who's the recreational game warden for the state of Wisconsin, especially for ATVs, UTVs, and everything else. And he's a full-fledged game warden, okay? But his specialty is also this. Have there been a number of accidents already in the state of Wisconsin regarding the wreck vehicles?
Yes. Regrettably, we've had 9 fatal crashes so far this year. It's a trend we don't like to see. We're doing everything we can do to try to reduce it as far as trying to educate people and get them to operate safely. But yes, that's been a tragedy.
And we're not even going to count the number of, you know, someone may have gotten hit by a branch or, you know, may have fallen off and just got, you know, skinned or scarred or a broken arm. I mean, it's just the fatalities. You don't, and especially, I hate to say this, and it's not coming from Officer Stone, it's coming from Chauncey. You know, you don't drink and fly an airplane. You don't drink and drive. You don't drink and operate a boat. You dang well better not drink and run an ATV, UTV.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, you should not be consuming any alcohol before or during your ride. It's your safest bet to survive the ride.
Yeah.
Zero alcohol is always your safest bet.
Oh, God. Do I have to take a class to operate a machine in Wisconsin?
Yes, you may. So everybody born after January 1st of 1988 has to take an ATV safety course to operate in Wisconsin, and it's very similar to a driver's license. You have to have that safety course in order to operate, and if you get stopped, you have to present that to the law enforcement officer. Now, this ain't required on your own private property,
right,
but anytime you go out on a trail or any type of public place or on someone else's land, if you're born after that date, you have to have that training. I would recommend, even if you're older than that, to definitely take the course. It's got good, valuable information, especially if you've never operated an ATV or UTV before in your life. You're just buying it new, maybe, and you're going to get into the sport. Take an ATV safety course. It's really good, valuable information.
Well, and is that an online course or an in-person course?
You can do both. So they do offer it simply all online. You can find out where that is going to the DNR website.
Mm-hmm.
There's also several classes that are offered locally in your community. You have to check when they're available. You can also find those on the DNR website.
Okay. And if you don't think that, you know, I was born before 88, I don't need a class. I'm a hunter safety instructor in the state of Illinois. And when I went and got my hunter safety card before I was an instructor, I was like, man, I've been hunting for a while. I know. And I sat there and I learned some stuff that I did not know. So guess what, folks? You don't know everything. You'll learn something when you take one of these courses.
Yep. And it's just like we've shown in our hunter safety courses since we've been having those. Mm-hmm. Incidents have gone down. And those folks that take safety classes will allow them to operate more safe than if they didn't have any training.
Okay. Well, Officer Marty Stone, I know you got to get out and running around and do your job this weekend here. I just want to say thank you for coming on the air and talking to us about what I really want to go do is pick up one of those machines and learn.
They're a lot of fun. Yep, they're a lot of fun. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey.
I'm Chauncey's Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. Become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter, or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, fish on!
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you know what? The man has come off the water, out of the wilderness, done with his trek to the North Woods, because I don't think he went south, it was too hot, but on the phone with us right now is the pro staff extraordinaire, Jim O'Neill. How are you, buddy?
Chauncey, thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing okay, my friend, I'm doing okay. Now, you've been... once again, fishing all over the place, like everybody else would love to be doing. Where have you... you've been doing some decent fishing, haven't you?
Yeah, you know, so it's been about 2 months since we talked. Mm-hmm. And I did have a really fun June. June was fun because we got to go up to northern Minnesota first. We went to Leech Lake and got to stop at Upper Red Lake for a day. Caught a bunch of walleye. I caught finally, 29 years of fishing, finally caught my first true muskie. I've caught some tigers before, but this was my first true muskie.
Your first true muskie.
The true, the real McCoy. It went 42 and a half, so not a bad fish.
For your first one, that's pretty dang good.
Right, right. And I watched it eat, and it was incredible. And on a bass rod, you set the hook into this fish, and truly, it's unlike anything else in fresh water, because I set the hook and it didn't move. It was like I snagged into a log for a minute. It's a lot of power, a lot of muscle, and a lot of power in those fish, and it's very cool. And I understand the addiction. I just still can't. I can't do it. I can't do a day out casting for them all day. I haven't got to that level yet.
Mm-hmm. I remember one time I was in the Chicago River. Well, not in it, but I was fishing on it, and I felt the fish. Something hit my lure, and I mean, I just, because I was carp fishing, and I just reefed back on that rod. Nothing happened.
Like, mm-hmm.
What's going on? And I gave it another good pull. And I said, I'm snagged on a log or something in the Chicago River. And then it just went, it was like a freight train going in the high gear. I couldn't stop it.
Was that a big old carp?
It was a big old carp.
Yeah, those fish with walls on them, they are incredible.
Yeah.
And, so that was great. And got to have a lot of good panfish action, too, limited out in perch.
Mm.
We got to the point where we hit our, not only our daily limits, obviously, but we had our possession limits. So we had to shut down perching because it was so hot. And then I got to do some really unique fishing up there, actually. To anyone that doesn't know Leech Lake, it's one of the largest lakes in Minnesota. It's about 2 hours above the Twin Cities, and it really offers everything. Lake trout fishing, smallmouth, largemouth, crappie, bluegill, you name it, it's pretty much in there. And I got to challenge myself as an angler and get better at bluegill fishing and crappie fishing. The crappie were spawning, and it was slip bobber fishing with plastics and anywhere from 6 to 15 feet. You kind of had to find them on the electronics.
Mm.
And that was really interesting. I was fortunate enough to catch one over 15 inches, black crappie, and that was absolutely gorgeous. And walleyes, day and night, fish caught some at 7 a.m., some at 2 a.m. And I let you know before about my little secret, and I'll let the world out there know. I have no connection, nor do you, to mega bass. But they make some unbelievable lures out there, and I've been throwing this year a bait called the Mag Draft a lot. It's a 6-inch swim bait, paddle tail, pre-rigged with a treble hook in it, and I've utilized this now this year to catch pike, walleye, and bass, including 3 bass over 5 pounds on it now, and 1 6-pounder, and walleye at night, a giant 6-inch swim bait, catching 3 to 6 pound walleye at night. And I just really had the idea of it because up, in Green Bay and Erie, they throw a little paddle tail, worms, like little Kytec or a worm mm-hmm. with a paddle tail on it. And this big presentation at night, that's when I give the walleye bites, in the shallows, throw it on a point, throw it on a little reef that comes up, and they're out there feeding, and you put that big presentation out there with that slow wobble, they love it. They love it.
Now, where's it? Kind of looks like a big soft plastic bait with a flat tail, with a what do you call it, a paddle tail. Mm-hmm. Where does the treble hook? Is it coming out the bottom?
Yeah. So it actually has the treble hook is attached to the eye where you tie the bait on, and it's attached to a wire leader that actually swings from the guide from the eye. Excuse me. Down into the belly where there's a magnet. There's a magnet in the belly of the bait, and it holds the hook to the belly.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the Japan, the JDM technology. A lot of the baits out there, they're great. They're very mm-hmm. realistic looking, and they know what they're doing. I'll put it that way. They know what they're doing. They know how to catch fish.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Right. And then we worked our way down. I caught some beautiful smallmouth in Milwaukee River. We've caught a few bass in Lake Geneva now. What else? Have had a little struggle with the smallmouth on the lakefront. I was actually out today. But I've learned that there's beautiful sunfish fishing now in the harbors. There's maybe been forever, but I've really never paid attention to it.
Yeah.
Big green sunfish, some big pumpkin seeds, really beautiful, pretty fish.
Yeah, they're eating pretty well on minnows and small crustaceans and stuff like that. And they're not really bothered by anything else. I mean, the smallies don't bother them. The, you know, well, the pike would, but the pike are staying in a couple of the harbors. Sure. You know, it's just, it's amazing how if you don't bother those fish, they keep growing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. So then you didn't get any perch on the lakefront, did you?
Today I caught one. It was about a 7-incher. I caught it. I was actually drop-shotting a small 2-inch plastic today. With a little mosquito hook, and I caught, I think our final numbers were about 6 sunfish, 30 rock bass, and 1 perch.
That's a good,
Hey, it's a really fun day. If you want to, if for any of the city, I know we have a lot of people listening to the show, which, by the way, everyone tune in. Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I mean, how can you not love this show?
Thank you.
Little shout
you.
Out.
Thank you.
Of course. But, you know, you have so many people in the city, and I have a question I'm asked all the time, actually, is, Jim, where do we fish? And I know it gets frustrating because more and more water is private in the burbs and in the city. But, hey, go on your maps, guys, and zoom out, and you wouldn't believe it. There's this giant piece of water next to us called Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a pain. It can be tough to learn. A lot of spots on it, I feel like, are very dead water. However, if you put your time in, it is unbelievable what this lake has. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, all over the lake. If you go into the other states, you know, Michigan, Green Bay, Wisconsin, it's all, Lake Michigan is one of the best fisheries in the world. And we are so fortunate to have a piece of it right here in front of us to offer salmon, trout, bluegill, bass, you name it, it's out there.
Yeah.
And I think you actually just had some success out on the big lake, huh?
Yeah, we got a 22-pound king, Chinook salmon, and we got I can't even remember. I think we weighed the Laker. The Laker, I think, was 14 pounds. And we got a coho that had shoulders on it. Oh, my gosh.
So when's the spicy salmon party, the spicy salmon roll party?
Well, you know, I had to put some in the freezer, and I got to give some to my neighbors, some to my, you know, a couple of the old people down the street that don't get out much. And, you know, there's a couple of meals in the freezer. We'll talk about that. But, you know, I need you to hit the rewind button. You know, you kind of sloughed right over it, and you kind of, there's people who almost dropped their coffee cup this morning listening to Jim O'Neill here on the phone with us. You said 15-inch crappie?
Yep. It was a beauty. It was my second biggest crappie of my life. And I, when I came to the top of the water, the knees did buckle a little bit.
Jesus.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I didn't brush over it when I caught it. I was in awe, I'll tell you that much. Whole dinner plate. And they're just unbelievable fish because I don't crappie fish all that much, but it is truly a species I love.
Mm-hmm.
And when you catch a fish like that, it's just unbelievable how many times they've evaded getting eaten by humans or predators or anything.
Yes.
And then to live that old to that size. And we got some great pictures. And again, if we don't mind the quick plug, anyone
no,
wants to check
no,
it
no.
out?
No.
Little Freak Fishing, L-I-L, Freak Fishing on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. And, of course, once in a while on Midwest Outdoors. But that is, it's an awesome fish. And I really, truly this year have felt so blessed to be able to do what I love and to have these experiences because money can buy items all you want. But I've learned that I like to put my time and money into experiences, especially when you do it with friends and family, because you make these memories that you talk about and that live on forever. And for us fishermen, you catch some of them fish of a lifetime. That's what it's about, right?
Yeah. Hey, speaking of you and your friends, didn't you guys fish, as I like to call it, Chicago's backyard, the forest preserves?
Yeah, we've been fishing some of the forest preserves lately, the Cook County Forest Preserves. We did, obviously, this spring we started trout fishing, but recently challenging ourselves a little bit in public high-pressured water. Around me, I live by Tampere, Horsetail, Turtlehead. Those are my lakes that are out by me. And we've been out there bass fishing a little bit and having some success.
Not bad. Well, we have a lot of good fishing in our forest preserves. And I'm not, trust me, I'm not trashing the people that are listening to the program because I love every one of them. But, you know, you need to start honing your skills, you know, read some stuff about dropping your line size, go to smaller baits, go to a larger bait for something, you know, what's the bait that they're hitting on. And I'm not talking artificial or live. Whatever it is, you got to learn that. And you turn that into fish in the bucket. And it's amazing how with just a little bit of research and knowledge, you really become a good fisherman. And, you know, people make fun of the bullhead and stuff like that. And, you know, trust me, after the first time you eat bullhead, you'll never throw one back.
I've been told. I have yet to venture out, but you're the third person that's told me how great they are.
Yeah. Once you try bullhead, you'll never go back, man. Oh, my God. Are they good? You know, but I mean, you know, it sounds like you had a great trip starting from Leech Lake to, you said Green Bay or no? No, Leech, Milwaukee.
Leech, Milwaukee, Geneva, and Delavan. Then we did a couple days in Michigan City and in Michigan. And now we're planning after the lakefront and the forest reserves. Our next one is this weekend. We're going to try to do a little perching out in speaking of Michigan City, out there right over our border to our friends to the east.
Yeah, don't be surprised if you're the easiest way to find, you know, where there might be perch is look for the pack of boats.
Yeah, it's not perching out in Michigan City was one of the first things I ever did on my boat, and I had some nerves. I was a young man. I had some nerves about finding them, but when I realized that there was 30 different boats in one circle, I figured either that was a really good party or there might have been a few perch under there.
Exactly. Well, Jim, I want to say thank you for coming on the program this morning and talking to us about your latest adventure that we can all live a little vicariously through you, but you know what? We also learn from you. And if you miss something that he said, it's real simple. Just go to the ESPN Chicago website and you can, you know, listen to the program again. Or I tell people, just use your smartphone, download the ESPN Chicago app, and all you do is go 1, 2, 3, and you click on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and you can hear the show and everything that Jim told us. And thanks so much, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. Till next time.
That's right. And when I used to say when I want to be reincarnated as Jim Crowley, I think I might want to become reincarnated as you.
I don't know if there's any bigger honor than that, so I'll take that one to the grave. And I won't let you ever forget that you said that later down.
That's right. I know you won't. All right. Thanks much, buddy.
Have a great one.
You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey. We know the outdoors. Ready? Pull! It's that time of the year for the Pathway to Adventures Boy Scouts of America Sporting Clays Classic being held on August 19th at the Payless Sportsman's Club in Frankfort, Illinois. This is Chauncey, and I'm the chairman of this event, and I'm asking you to pull a squad of four shooters together, or maybe just an individual shooter. Or you could possibly help out many other ways in sponsoring part or all of the event to help raise money for the scouting program and to build great leaders for the future. So whether you're a novice or an experienced shooter, mark your calendars for August 19th and call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213, and register or help us in any way you can to help build future leaders through the scouting program. Call Brooke Parker at 312-421-8800, extension 213. See you there. Pull! Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff. Become part of the Waterworks staff and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
Attention outdoor lovers, the biggest outdoor radio event in the Midwest is happening once again on August 6th, the first Saturday in August. Chauncey's Great Outdoors Show will be live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or maybe bring a folding chair. As always, we have great guests, food, coffee, a lot of it, fun, prizes, and more. This is more fun than a bucket of minnows. You never know who will be walking through the door, but I guarantee it will be a lot of fun. So don't miss Chauncey's Great Outdoors live at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester, Illinois on 31st and Wolf Road from 6 to 7 a.m. But get there early for a seat or bring that folding chair. See you there. Pass the coffee, please. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com, and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at exit 77 on Interstate 57.
I'll soon be with you, my was listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show. Jim O'Neill was great. Officer Stone has always got a lot of great information. I really want to grow up and be just like Jim O'Neill. That was funny. Oh, great time. But, hey, let's talk about the Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Papa, we found some salmon outside of Whitehall, but it was slow. Later in the week, the best action was 40 to 100 feet down in 100 to 200 foot of water. So we just pulled close to shore and swam for a while and stopped fishing. We did take a lake trout on the bottom in 100 to 120 feet of water with yellow spinning glows. I like those lures. They spin. Uncle Tom was fishing the St. Joe Pier area, and he caught steelhead on shrimp and live alewife. The boat anglers, he said, were also catching steelhead. He watched them through binoculars. He said he's bringing some over, so we're going to have some steelhead for dinner. It was fun seeing you and jumping off the boat last week with you. I hope I did not wear you out. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I love you, kid. Your fishing magician, Aiden. And that report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Wren Lake. This report is sponsored by the Wren Lake Area Tourism, wrenlake.com. Cats are great. Crappies, white bass, and fat bluegills are better early in the morning before 10 than the sun heats up and everybody leaves. Nighttime cats are even better. Large minnows, leeches, dip bait, shad, and night crawlers, and stink bait is what to go with. Chain of Lakes, fishing is really good on the Illinois Chain of Lakes on Friday for big fat gills and some other species. Then the rain moved in and somebody threw the switch off. I can believe that. Our friend Mark Kubal was out on Lake Erie, and boy, did he get into the walleye there. Phew, nice. He's got two hands. He's holding up all fingers, just covered with walleye. Great trip he's having out there. So, I can hear the flute playing, so if we hear the flute playing, we must be coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from John Fire Lame Deer from the Lakota Nation. He says, "We all come from the same root, but all the leaves are different." We all come from the same root, but all the leaves are different. How very, very true. Next week, I'll be in Orlando, Florida at the ICAST convention, which is the international whatever, but it's all the fishing tackle manufacturers and lure manufacturers, rod manufacturers, reel manufacturers, and all kinds of people. We'll probably get some interview with some of the pro anglers that are down there, as well as some manufacturers about some new product. Maybe get my hands on a few things that we can give away at the live remote August 6th at Paul's Pizza in Westchester. Always remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're buying it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody. Take care.